Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. On today's episode, we have Eric Wentz, the head coach at Fort Hays State University. He will be presenting at this year's KWCA Fall Clinic. Wentz will be entering his second season as head coach for the Tigers. He brings a wealth of coaching experience and was a D1 competitor for Gardner-Webb University in North Carolina. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, from American University to Fort Hays to your first NCAA D2 national tournament after a truncated season, it has been a whirlwind for you. What are your takeaways as you reflect on the past year?
Oh, man, roll with the punches. it was kind of a crazy year, moving my family out west in the middle of a pandemic and then trying to, get to know a whole new group of guys. While they're wearing masks and not being able to actually get in the room and compete with each other every day. So just had to be flexible and do the best you could with the hand you were dealt. I think it all turned out pretty well for us with an All-American. We would have loved to have had a few more guys at the national tournament, but with the reduction of numbers, it made things a little tougher. But overall, great year. Love it. Love Kansas, love Fort Hays State, and looking forward to getting back at it this year.
All right, we're glad to have you. So you were heavily involved with USA Wrestling while in North Carolina, even serving as state chairman. You have continued your involvement in the Sunflower State, host Fargo Prep Camp, for example, in July. Why is your commitment to USA Wrestling important to you and your role at Fort Hays State University?
Just with their involvement in trying to get wrestling growing at the grassroots level, it does nothing but benefit everybody. And when you got a state like Kansas, it's got record numbers and it makes perfect sense to get involved and get to know these kids from the ground up. And, I just think from a recruiting standpoint, you want to get to know the kids that are willing to put it on the line all summer long and do it in a style they may not be comfortable with. I've been a huge advocate of freestyle and Greco my entire career. I was freestyle All-American at universities and it's something that I really push on my guys and recruits that I don't necessarily care about your success in freestyle and Greco. I just want to see that you're willing to put it on the line in a style that you may not be that comfortable with. And it just kind of shows a courageous aspect of a kid that, he's willing to step out there and I just love growing wrestling. That's kind of been my goal since I graduated from college, was I just want to help wrestling as a whole and any way I can do it. And as a state chairman in North Carolina, I got kind of, thrust into it when I was really young and had a lot of great guidance there. But, just getting involved in Kansas wrestling, I just think it's a great way to, get my name out there and get kids on campus and help grow wrestling in the state of Kansas.
So do you plan to continue your involvement with duels and Fargo teams and offering to host events when you can and camps and practice sessions as well?
Absolutely. We've got a great facility here. The administration wants us bringing groups on campus as much as possible. We were lucky enough to get clearance to have the Fargo camp here this past summer, and I think it was great. I think the kids enjoyed it. I think the coaching staff enjoyed it. We had some Fort Hays alum on the coaching staff, so it was nice to have them come back and see everything that we have to offer now since they've gone and they're now high school coaches or club coaches. And if we could just get air conditioning in our giant coliseum, I think we could host multiple events here in the summer, but that's a $2 million project. But we've got great facilities and great support from the administration, and we love bringing groups on campus, especially for camps and sports and stuff.
Well, great. I mean, a real win-win for everybody. As you say, getting involved with the kids at the grassroots level and the kids having a place at a college campus. I think that's really big. So the Kansas wrestling community is eager to get back to a more normal schedule of events and practice sessions. We hope part of that is a big turnout for this year's Fall Clinic. This may be the first time many of our high school coaches will have a chance to meet you. What do you hope to gain from your attendance, and what will your session focus on?
A lot of it's really just, like you said, getting to meet a lot of these people. Because like when I moved here in the middle of the pandemic, I wasn't able to get in front of anybody. Even my own alumni here, we've been trying to play catch up since now that we're having a little bit more freedom to be face to face and get out and do some stuff. And so a lot of it's really just going to be you know, getting to know these high school coaches, because there are a lot of them that are Fort Hays alums or people who just have been following Fort Hays State wrestling for years now. And so it's really just a matter of getting to meet these guys and these coaches and see what they want from me as a college coach here in state. You know, a lot of it's going to be picking their brain on what do they like, what do they not like, where do they think we're lacking as a university program. Where can I improve? And you know, what can I do to help them? And it's great that Aaron Meister is going in front of me, because he's a Fort Hays State alum, so it's nice having an alum going right before me. We've been kind of communicating back and forth about what we're going to cover, and I know what he's going to go over, and I'm kind of maybe try to play off of that. But a lot of it's just going to be talking about our philosophy here at Fort Hays State, and you know how my teams wrestle and how we expect to compete. And kind of our philosophy on what makes Fort Hays State wrestling, you know, what it is. And I think we're in a good position that we can really publicize that and hopefully be a great selling point for a lot of these high school coaches to get their best kids to stay in state and come up here to Fort Hays.
Well, great, great. We're all looking forward to it. Well, you've been around, as I said, you've got experience as an athlete at the D1 level. Your father was a coach. You have a PA connection with that, American University. So you've seen a lot of what's out there. So now that you've been around Kansas wrestling scene for over a year, what has impressed you the most, and what are areas that you would like to see improvement in?
I'll tell you what, the one thing I talk to folks back east all the time about, you know, they ask me how it's going out here, and I'm like, man, the kids are just tough. You know, the kids are just on a, you know, we've got a lot of farm kids out here that just like to scrap. And that was like my number one recruiting spiel with this incoming class I've got here, which is full of Kansas kids, is that I need tough kids, and there are tons of kids that are just flat out tough. You know, they may not be their best wrestler, but they're going to go out and they're fight tooth and nail for every inch of that wrestling mat. And that's one thing that I've been super impressed with, is that how tough a lot of these kids are. And you know, their basic skills are great. The big thing now is just keep building numbers, and you know, keep our best kids going to the summer events for us and competing at Fargo and junior duels. And you know, we got a lot of high school and college coaches in the state that are really pushing it as well. So we've had pretty good success. And you know, so I think the biggest thing now is just keep doing what we're doing and keep building as a group. I think that's one thing that we dealt with a lot in the East Coast, was there was a lot of infighting within states that divided, you know, people were loyal to certain groups or certain clubs or certain, you know, affiliations. And I think the thing that is really working for Kansas right now is that people are working together to try to get Kansas wrestling better. And I think if we just stay that course and, you know, everybody learn from each other and seek out the best competition in state, you know, don't worry about records. Let's just compete. You know, so we, you know, once we start competing better at a state level, we compete on a national level. And I just love that people are working together to try to make that happen.
All right. Well, great observations there. So with the possible COVID returners, it's a little hard to decipher who programs have returning and who have moved on. Now, I understand that All-American A.J. Cooper is returning at heavyweight. Give us a preview of this year's Fort Hays State University team.
Yeah, we got big AJ back. You know, he was fifth last year, lost to the eventual state or eventual national champ, who ended up winning the team title for St. Cloud. So I don't think that guy's back, but so we, you know, he's got a good chance to make a run this year. We are moving regionals this year. We are moving into that Super Region 4, I believe it is, with Kearney and the RMAC schools. So that's going to make things a little bit interesting, but you know, we're going to see a lot of the same faces. Marty Verhage is also back this year. He was a national qualifier 2 years ago at 174, where he knocked off the number one ranked guy to make the finals at the regional. He's got a gas tank for days, and he's probably one of the hardest workers I've ever coached in my coaching career. And you know, I look for big things from him. He's actually moving up a weight this year to 184. He spent a lot of time working in the weight room this summer, trained up in Nebraska quite a bit, and got some buddies up there. So he's made some massive improvements from wrestling standpoint. So I'm looking for big things from him. Going from the bottom up now, we got Mason Turner moving up a weight to 133 this year. He was at one point ranked number one in the country at 125 last year. And things didn't go his way at the qualifier. Tough weight class in our region last year, and so he's moving up a weight, going to focus more on wrestling and less on weight cutting this year, and hopefully big things from him at 33. We'll probably have a new face. We got a lot of depth at 25 this year. It was, one thing I really wanted to focus on was getting some lightweight guys in here. We got some upperclassmen in Colin Cole and Brad Green, and plus a couple of new faces with Tom Van Valkenburg out of Council Grove, Kansas, who's he's a physical specimen at 125. Got to work on some skill things with him, but he's pushing those guys in the room. So, 25 will probably be a fresh face. 33 will be Mason Turner more than likely, but we got some tough guys coming behind him with Devin Weber, who's a multiple-time state finalist here in Kansas, and we got a Kansas native who moved out of state to Montana at that weight as well, who went and won three state titles in Montana, came home to Kansas to go to school. So Gunnar Smith, who was a four-time finalist up in Montana, also at that 133 weight class range. 41, Cole Zebley, who was at 49 last year, is the front runner at that weight right now. But again, we got some tough freshmen. Mason Woodward out of Texas was a state finalist this past year for Texas, but is also a world-class jiu-jitsu fighter, so he's scrappy. 149, we got tough one here. We got two young guys. We got Red Edmondson, who moved up from 41, plus four-time finalist Casey Lindsay out of Derby, Kansas. They'll be battling it out more than likely for that 149 spot. So that one will be real interesting to see how the wrestle-off turns out on October 23rd. Because they do have some history. They got some history from high school. So, I'm curious to see how that one goes. 157, Anthony Scanlon, he was named one of our captains. This is a guy who a lot of people felt should have been at the national tournament last year. He pinned his way to the finals in the regional, including two top 15-ranked guys, and lost 3-2 in the finals, and had to wrestle a true second against a Lindenwood opponent, and lost 3-2 again. And which meant he had to get an at-large bid, and he was not voted through. Both those guys placed, including the true second match he lost. His Lindenwood opponent made the national finals. So that was a tough one to swallow last year when a guy pinned his way to the regional finals and still can't get a bid. I was not happy leaving that meeting after that one. But we got some other guys at that weight. We got a lot of young guys. 65, Cody Hicks is a front runner right now, but we got some guys moving into that weight class who were either up a weight or new to the program this year. Clint Herrick will be coming down from 184. He was filling a hole for us last year, so he'll be at 165 this year. So we'll let them scrap it out. Cody Hicks is a sophomore out of Oklahoma, two-time state champ. 174, we got Nick Lucas from Pratt, Kansas. JUCO All-American, was injured last year, wrestled the first couple events, battling through some injuries, but he's now hopefully at 100% and will be looking to earn that starting role at 174. But we also have Missouri stud, who was out last year due to injury, Aiden Johnson, who will be battling for that spot as well, along with Blaze Stanley out of Nebraska, who's a freshman, also originally from Kansas. But, so we got some work to do there at the wrestle-off in a couple weeks at 174. Obviously, 184, Marty Verhage is a front runner there. 197, another guy who probably should have been at the national tournament last year, finished third in the region. The guys who finished first and second ended up wrestling for a national championship. And so Terrius Henry at that weight, he's also voted one of our captains, outstanding young man, well over a 3.5 GPA, 20-plus wins every year, just everything you want in a collegiate wrestler. So, he's got a great shot to make a run this year. He's put in a lot of work in the off season, and then, we get the heavyweight AJ Cooper. We got some guys pushing him. Got Tony Caldwell pushing him in the room, who's a couple-time Fargo All-American and state finalist out of Kansas. So, a lot of fresh faces pushing the new guys that are coming back. So, I'm curious to see how a lot of this shakes out when we have our black and gold inner squad on October 23rd.
Wow, Coach, that's a loaded lineup. A lot to look forward to this year. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we added about 13 or 14 new faces in over the summer. So,
we've been visiting with Eric Wentz, head coach at Fort Hays State University. Coach will be presenting at the upcoming KWCA Fritznor Fall Clinic. Don't miss out on this year's extravaganza. All the information to entice you and get registered can be found at kansaswrestling.org. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.